Welcome to Intentional Living. I'm your host, Yolanda Stretchen. This is episode 355, Choices and Decisions. Life is very much like a road. There are long and short roads, smooth and rocky roads, crooked and straight. In our life, many roads will come our way as we journey through life. There are roads that lead to a life of sacredness, marriage, and religious vocation. There are also roads that lead to fame and fortune on one hand, or isolation and poverty on the other. There are roads to happiness, as there are roads to sadness, roads towards victory and jubilation, and roads leading to defeat and disappointment. But just like any road, there are corners, detours, and crossroads in life. Perhaps the most perplexing road that you encounter is a crossroad. With four roads to choose from and with limited knowledge on where they would go, which road would you take? What is the guarantee that we would choose the right one along the way? Would you take any road or just stay where you are in front of the crossroad? You do not really know where a road will lead you until you take it. There are no guarantees. This is one of the most important things you need to realize about life. Nobody said that choosing to do the right thing all the time will always lead you to happiness. Loving someone with all your heart does not guarantee that it will be returned. Gaining fame and fortune does not guarantee happiness. Accepting a good word from an influential superior to cut your trip short of the career ladder is not always bad, especially if you are highly qualified and competent. There are too many possible outcomes, which you really cannot control. The only thing you have power over is the decisions that you will make and how you will act and react to different situations. If you had known that you were making a wrong decision, would you have gone through with it? Perhaps not. Why would you choose a certain path when you know it would get you lost? Why make a certain decision if you knew from the very beginning that it's not the right one? It is only after you have made a decision and reflected on it that you realize its soundness. If the consequences or outcomes are good for you, then you have decided correctly. Otherwise, your decision was wrong. Since life offers no guarantee, and you will never know that your decision would be wrong until you have made it, then you might as well take the risk and decide. It is definitely better than keeping yourself in limbo. Although it's true that one wrong turn could get you lost, it could also be that such a turn could be an opportunity for adventure, also opening more roads. It's all a matter of perspective. You have the choice between being a lost traveler or an accidental tourist of life. But take caution that you do not make decisions haphazardly. Taking risks is not about being careless and stupid. I will share with you some pointers that can help you choose the best option in the face of life crossroads. Get as much information as you can about your situation. You cannot find the confidence to decide when you know so little about what you're faced with. Just like any news reporter asks the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, and why? What is the situation? Who are the people involved? When did this happen? Where is this leading? Why are you in this situation? These are just some of the possible questions to ask to know more about your situation. This is important. Oftentimes, the reason for indecision is the lack of information about a situation. Identify and create options. What options do the situation give you? Sometimes the options are few, but sometimes they are numerous. But what do you do when you think that the situation offers no options? This is the time that you create your own. Make your creative mind work. From the most simplistic to the most complicated, entertain all ideas. Do not shoot down anything when an idea comes to your head. Sometimes the most outrageous idea can prove to be the right one in the end. You can always ask a good friend for help in identifying options and even making more if you encounter some difficulties. But make sure that you make the decision yourself in the end. Weigh the pros and cons of every option. Assess each option by looking at the advantages and disadvantages it offers you. And this way, you get more insight about the consequences of such an option. Trust yourself and make that decision. Now that you have assessed your options, it is time to trust yourself. Remember that there are no guarantees, and wrong decisions are always at hindsight. So choose, decide, believe that you are choosing the best option at this point in time. Now that you've made your decision, be ready to face its consequences, good and bad. It may take you to a place of promise or to a land of problems. But the important thing is that you have chosen to live your life instead of remaining a bystander or a passive audience to your own life. Whether it's the right decision or not, only time will tell. But do not regret whatever the outcome is. Instead, learn from it and remember that you always have the chance to make better decisions in the future. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, will you be so kind and share? Till tomorrow, be your best and be blessed.